Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
I'm Brian Jacob. I'm a member of Waterford Lions Club, and the initiative today is an environmental initiative initiated by Waterford Lions Club, and it's called Waterford Trees for Life. So this is our third year in operation. In total, what we do is we match business and corporate sponsors with either schools or community groups, and then we go to sometimes the school grounds, sometimes other areas, community areas, or in this case we're at SETU Arena grounds, and we plant trees with the school kids. This is a collaboration in conjunction with SETU Forestry Department, Tom Kent from there, Dave, the head groundsman for the SETU Arena, and ABP Limited, they're our sponsors. So we were here last year with all the first years from the Mercy School, and they all got to plant a native Irish tree. And this year we're here with all the first years from St. Paul's Community College, and they'll get to do the same.
Now, when you say all the first years, how many students are you going to have today?
So today we'll have 135 first years.
Are the trees native?
All the trees are native Irish. Tom would have done the selection based on the site and the ground condition. So we have a mixture of alder, downy birch, silver birch, rowan, bird cherry, wild cherry, aspen, and a number of other species. I can't think of them all. We have some oaks as well.
And so the day began, as the first group of students began to arrive at the SETU Arena.
Just get around for a second.
I'm Brian Jacob. I'm with Waterford Trees for Life. And you're all coming to plant a native Irish tree. This is Oisin Duffy.
Oisin is the Surveys and Records Officer with the National Biodiversity Data Centre, based at Carriganore, and he was on hand to give the students an introduction to biodiversity and, of course, the important part that trees play.
Trees are extremely important. They're plants are the kind of the cornerstone of all our ecosystems and our habitats, and trees are really important because they give a whole host of different kind of services to the environment, including, you know, food and shelter. And there's some species that will have most of their life cycles based around trees and wouldn't be here without them.
And as we made our way over to the planting site, I caught up with one of the teachers.
My name is Lynn, and we're from St. Paul's Community College in Waterford.
And what do you think of this idea that they're doing today?
I think it's a really lovely idea. It gets them involved in the outdoors. Nice to get them out in the fresh air and be part of the community, making a positive difference.
Yeah. And in school, would you do a lot about climate change or biodiversity? Is that more to the fore, say, than it would have been before?
Yeah, definitely over the past few years, there's been more of an emphasis on recycling in the school, partaking in Green Schools initiatives, their composting and biodiversity, and things part of our wellbeing module that we
and
have.
As we arrived on site, which you'll hear was quite close to the road, Tom Kent of SETU Forestry Department had more information for the students.
Trees produce wood, which is this fantastic material that is renewable, sustainable, biodegradable, and is going to be the material of the future that we're going to build our houses out of. If you look up, there's cars being made out of wood panel products. There's plastics being replaced with wood products. And wood is increasingly replacing concrete and steel as a construction material. If trees didn't exist, we'd have to invent them as the solution to pretty much all the problems we have. You can also make chocolate out of the products from trees, and chocolate is always good.
Never say no to chocolate. Then it was to the job in hand. And as I left the students to their planting, the second group of students from St. Paul's began to arrive under the watchful eye of Maelisa Ni Clary.
I am the Green Party candidate for Waterford City South. I've always had an interest, obviously, in nature and tree planting and that. So when in 2020 Brian Jacob came along with this idea of setting up Waterford Trees for Life, I jumped at the idea. And since 2020, we've planted trees in hundreds of schools around Waterford City and the county. I'd say we've planted over several thousand trees anyway.
It's a wonderful initiative.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm delighted to be part of it because we hear so much sort of negativity and don't do this and don't do that. But planting a tree is such a positive act. And what we're hoping with this initiative, that working with ghouls is great because it serves a dual purpose, because not only are we planting trees in the ground, but we're also planting, we hope anyway, seeds in young students' minds. And several of the students here have told me this is the first time they've ever planted a tree, so I hope it's the first of many. I hope it's the first of many in their lifetime that they will really realise how important it is to plant trees.
The Waterford Trees for Life initiative continue their good work, greening Waterford one tree at a time. That's it for this week. Join me again next Wednesday for another Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.